educators across the country have stepped up the effort to keep weapons out of school buildings after a string of school shootings such as yesterday's in Cleveland. But in Medford, Oregon, a high school English teacher is fighting for the right to bring a pistol to the classroom. 44-year-old Shirley Catt says she needs to keep a handgun handy because she fears that her ex-husband might try to harm her, and she questions the safety plan at her school. The Medford School District bans teachers and students from bringing weapons to school. Katz is challenging that ban, saying that she has obtained a concealed weapons permit and, as such, has a Second Amendment right to carry the gun into her workplace. At a hearing today, the county circuit court judge refused to throw out the case and is taking the matter under advisement.
I spoke with Shirley Katz before she went to court this afternoon, and I asked her to lay out her argument for bringing a concealed weapon into the classroom.
First of all, it is my Second Amendment right to do so as a law-abiding citizen of Oregon, and the fact that the school is a public building, I am legally licensed to carry. They cannot forbid me to bring my gun on school property. Their only standing is the fact that as a school employee, they should be able to censure or prevent me from doing so.
So for you, this is a constitutional issue.
Yes, it is.
But also a question of safety.
It is a question of my personal safety, which is why I originally purchased my gun to begin with. But as that has evolved, it has become more an issue of school safety and recognizing that we really have no effective school safety plan in place. And as we've witnessed a school shooting almost monthly, my concern has only increased. School safety has to become a dominant issue, and steps need to be taken to make sure that our kids are safe.
Now, I just want to reach back to something you said about carrying the right to carry a gun because of your concealed weapons permit to carry a gun into a public building. Forgive me, there are places in the country where guns are not allowed. You can't bring a gun on an airplane or into a courtroom or into the Capitol building. Why shouldn't school buildings, buildings that are filled with children, be added to that list?
Well, I think you have to take into account who would actually be in the school building. I'm talking about a teacher, administrator. I would be quite happy if we had security personnel on campus regularly. I want somebody in there who is deemed qualified so that no person out in the public would think that they could walk into a public school building and be able to wreak harm and havoc with a gun and I'll be able to do so knowing that the response is going to take 2 minutes to 30 minutes. That's just unacceptable.
What kind of gun do you want to carry to school?
Mine is a Glock 19.
Shirley Katz, are you receiving any kind of financial support or backing from the National Rifle Association? Is the NRA pushing your case to help push their agenda?
Not from the NRA. The only support I have received has been from Kevin Sterrett at Oregon Federation of Firearms. And quite honestly, had it not been for him and his help, I would not have had the means at my disposal to fight this.
What do the other teachers at the school think about this?
The other teachers have overwhelmingly been very supportive.
And how have they shown their support to you?
Whether it's they see me in the hallway and they give me a thumbs up, they come by and ask me how I'm doing, how things are going. I've been actually in contact with a couple other teachers who have let me know that they are supportive and even have their own concealed carry permits. In today's society, it would be extremely naive to think that there are not weapons in every school building at some time. Yeah, the only difference is, are you going to have somebody there who has the potential to stop the violence should it erupt?
Have you actually thought that through? If someone threatening entered your classroom, would you be able to pick up your gun in front of a classroom of students and actually aim at someone and fire the gun at someone, even if that was a young person carrying the gun?
Absolutely. Otherwise, I would tell someone who would even hesitate that that person would have no business having a carry permit or a gun. Because ultimately, that's the only reason a gun should ever be pulled is if you are prepared to use it.
That was Shirley Katz, an English teacher in Medford, Oregon.